I had a wonderful weekend and even a wonderful last couple of days. Oh my goodness. I've just been blessed with great friends and amazing experiences. So Friday I DJed at Rent Check. I also helped out at the Heart of the City for Shannon's fashion show, which was at the Empowerment of Women Association. I might be quoting that wrong. Let me see here. And that was a really wonderful event. Oh yeah, Enterprising Women Making Art, and Tira Women's Resource Center. They hosted Shannon's fashion show, and I was to play cat music, which was really cool. And they were, the event was all about showcasing Shannon, Shannon's wonderful arts pieces, and there were some clothing that was fashion, was all went down the runway. Also tote bags and you name it. Had a great time there, and actually right across the street was the Astoria Hotel, and Rent Check was going on. Whew, my, the costumes there, they were mind-blowing. I saw the classic Ghostbusters costume. The winner of Rent Check actually wore a skin suit and then cut through it. And then they had like the human muscle scene on their underside of their costume too. So that was really exciting as well. Mind-blowing, actually. And so Saturday, what did I... Oh, I went to Tegan and Sarah, and they were doing their 10-year revamp of the Con album, which was really awesome. And I passed by Man Up's Unholy event, and also stopped into Co-op Radio to talk about my 5-year anniversary party, which is happening on December 6th at Fortune Sound Club, celebrating 5 years at Co-op Radio. We're going to be broadcasting live from CITR and Vancouver Co-op Radio that evening, December 6th. It's going to be a great event. I have so many wonderful guests in store and lovely prizes and events. Prizes and giveaways, prizes, gifts, surprises, you name it, we've got it. We're celebrating 5 years at Co-op Radio, bringing you the best in local and Canadian music, urban music. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, I thought I would just be staying at home, and my friends invited me out to go check out Fright Nights. So that was fun, although I have a few bones to pick with Fright Nights. Those lineups are just too crazy long, and you pay so much money, and you barely get to do anything. Even getting on rides was difficult. Sunday night, I don't know how, but it's a popular thing. Still, I wish that you didn't have to wait around so long for everything. I got some mini donuts, and that took 20 minutes. Lining, I only went through 2 haunted houses because it just took that long. And I only got on one ride, but the friends I was with got onto 2. So, but the lineups for the rides were just mental. And then yesterday I went to a Canucks game. Go Canucks, go. But too bad they lost to Dallas. Oh well. And yeah, and here I am now, back in studio, doing what I love best. All right, well, I'm going to play some music and then get back to talking about LGBT news and who's cool in LGBT music in the Vancouver scene. Yeah, I will definitely get you some new goodies. Here we go. Got one right here.
need a revolution in my mind, yeah. My body's tired of wasting all this time. Belief is easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need to turn yourselves around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame, the girl who never really had a name. Inside where they come from. Cause this is life when you're living to survive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a revolution in my mind. Yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. It's easy when you see the truth will always set you free and turn you back around and make things right. So before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this shame as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame, the girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life when you're living to survive. Yeah. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah. Numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy is suffering with borrowed shame, the girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life when you're living to survive.
Just want a chance to let you know that if you let me go, I won't be coming home. Cause I can't fix these broken pieces, no. the morning light. You should be here by my side. This morning when I woke up, I made up my mind. I'm taking back my life. No more asking you why. I couldn't see reality with teardrops in my eyes.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday. The Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. And I've got some cool music and news. Oh, I heard this. Let me see if it sounds any good. This is Halloween. Ooh. Ooh, spooky stuff. Ooh, it's got all kinds of words and things going with it. Yeah. All right, I'll leave that one. All right, so you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I was just looking through some of the LGBT news that we've got that is recent and new, and just looking at, what you call it, BC. BC's Human Rights Commission is finally coming back, and these LGBT experts are looking forward to it. This is dated October 26, 2017, and I'm reading from Daily Extra. Without it, people are left to navigate a complex system without support, lawyers say. Of the many human rights hearings she attended over the years, Mary Wu Sims remembers one powerful testimony in particular from a woman who stood up and identified herself as trans at a hearing in Surrey 2 decades ago. She lost her job, she lost her family, she basically had to start all over again as the person she knew she always was, but wasn't really accepted, says Sims, who was chief commissioner of the BC Human Rights Commission at the time. She didn't want anyone to have to go through what she went through. The hearing was part of a province-wide series asking British Columbians what kind of human rights protections they wanted to pass on to the next generation. The series resulted in the 1998 report Human Rights for the Next Millennium, which recommended, among other things, that gender identity be protected from discrimination. That this woman had the courage to stand up publicly in a Vancouver suburb of Surrey, which was less than welcoming to LGBT people at the time, to push for human rights for trans people impressed Sims. I think she moved a lot of people that may have not understood why gender identity was a necessary ground of discrimination, says Sims, who is a lesbian. For years after the commission launched its groundbreaking provincial discussion, Sims' term was abruptly cut short when the BC Liberal government very publicly fired her on July 26, 2001. It happened in the middle of question period in the legislature after gay MLA Lori Mayencourt fed a question to the new attorney general, Jeff Plante, who changes coming to the BC Human Rights Commission. Plante said the firing was a necessary first step towards a government review of human rights administration in the province. He abolished the commission altogether a year later, leaving only the tribunal to investigate, adjudicate, and educate the public around all human rights complaints in BC. Sims says her firing was politically motivated. She was an outspoken critic of the then BC Liberal government and in spending cuts, and was also about to investigate human rights abuses suffered by First Nation communities, such as the significant gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous graduates. I do not think the government wanted people to in that position that was going to speak out in an official capacity against some of the cuts that they have now delivered, Sims told Extra in May 2002, 8 months after she was fired. Oh. Wow. So now we need to look forward and make sure that all Canadians have the proper human rights. So, I'm sure you can speak to the NDP or whoever's out there and get things changed. Write some letters, because that's how things start, don't they? With a little letter. Alrighty. Okay, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And I was just looking through some other bits and pieces of news here. Again, in Daily Extra, this article says, "Meet the Russian activists smuggling queer men out of Chechnya." This is dated October 25th, 2017. "The purge may have slowed, but arrests continue," says Igor Koskov. Igor Koskov is reluctant to talk about the details. The specifics could put lives in danger, but here's what he can say. "It usually starts with an email or a direct message. A gay Chechenian man, fearing for his safety, will reach out to one of the few lifelines available, the Russian LGBT network, which Kuchkov helped found. One communication has been established to a delicate process, and a delicate process begins. Sometimes the men are reluctant to talk, an understandable impulse when the state is kidnapping and torturing men and parents are being told to kill their own children. Other times the network has to tense out more information, or tease out more information, so they can verify that the man is telling the truth. And if the network determines they're in danger, then they begin to talk about evacuation. There is a myth that gays from Chechnya are dreaming about coming to Canada, Kuskov tells Extra in Russian in October 2017 interview. But it is not true. They want to live in their country. Even if the men aren't in state custody, they're often being imprisoned by their families. In locked rooms and basements, the timing has to be perfect. They'll wait for the fathers, brothers, and uncles to leave the house and try to convince the women of the household to release the prison man. That can take several days of watching and waiting. But if there is no immediate obstacle, the Russian LGBT network can spirit someone to safety on the same day they're contacted. It's an extraordinary operation, and one that's conducted completely within the bounds of the Russian law, Kuskov emphasized. First, the men are taken to other parts of Russia and provided with safe accommodation alongside medical, financial, and psychological support. But then they are faced with another challenge. Will any country take in these refugees? Despite the international outcry about the anti-gay pogrom in Chechnya, only 5 countries, including Canada, have stepped up to accept these men. And with the help of the Russian LGBT network and Toronto-based charity Rainbow Railroad, Canada has taken in over 30 refugees. It's a tiny number of people compared to the millions of refugees needing protection around the world, but it's a highly symbolic pushback against the Chechenian pogrom, and has meant those gay Chechen men have something akin to a safe haven. But according to Koskov, the gay purge in the Chechenian countries continues at a smaller scale, especially since the Russian authorities have refused to properly investigate the kidnappings and torture. We need to use any opportunity to make Russian authorities start an official investigation, he says, urging the Canadian government and the media to not take the spotlight off of Chechnya. He credits the international media attention with saving lives. They could have been killed there if there was not attention in the press, he says. For Koskov and other members of the Russian LGBT network, their work comes with real dangers to themselves. He was arrested in St. Petersburg earlier this year along with activists from protesting the Chechenian pogrom. Russian authorities have tried to deport Khudbrdy Novtu, a reporter who Novia Gatsat, a reporter for Noviana Gatsa, which first reported that the Chechenian anti-gay about the Chechenian anti-gay purge to Uzbekistan, where his life would be in danger. But Kuskov is determined to stand up for what he believes is right. I want to be free. I want to be a free individual no matter what I live or where I live and what political forces are around me. He says, I am ready to pay the price for that. Oh my. Jeez. Well, it's Halloween and we're celebrating and people are suffering. Oh, in other places in the world. So, I'm glad that there are people trying to help And there's an underground network of helping people who are trapped, kidnapped, and tortured because, man, that is really not good at all. Whew. Well, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Square FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I've got some more LGBT music for you. Fortune Killers with Domino. Fortune Killers are from Victoria, and one of my favorite videos out there right now. All right, check this one out. And I'll find some Halloween stuff in a second. Here we go.
You could be my fire, you could be my domino. When you explode, when you go, I go. You could be my fire, you could be my domino. When you explode, when you go, I go.
Everybody's waiting for the next surprise. something's waiting at a punch and bowl.
Hooray! It is Halloween!
Red and black!
And bloody green!
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine!
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice! Ride with the moon in the dead of night!
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
In our town of Halloween!
I am the clown with the tearaway face!
Here in a flash and bother the tree!
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. Halloween.
Kinderhoppings everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean,
in our town of Halloween.
This town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween,
everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Allman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Current Discorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
Come out this Tuesday, November 7th for Fun Fact Fodder performances by Sorry Edith, Rain Cloud, and No Mothers.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM, I'm DJ Denise, just hanging out with ya, that's all, don't you worry, I'm getting all spooky with you with Halloween stuff, and I've got some more news, hooray, not as spooky as the stuff I was talking about before, oh yikes, this piece of news I was actually quite happy to read. Goa celebrates its first gay pride. It's hard sometimes to not be deflated by the seemingly endless crackdowns and persecutions of members of the LGBT community, but in spite of some of the most harrowing and frustrating stories that may make their way into the news, there is always... There are stories like Goa that reminds us of the progressions in the queer community that are being made around the world. This is dated October 30th, 2017 in Pink Star News. The Indian Coast state saw the launch of the first ever Goa Pride celebrations. Named the Rainbow Pride Walk 2017, a group of LGBT activists gathered in the state's capital of Payaji to raise awareness of LGBT issues. We hope their walk will get rid of homophobia in some way, event organizers Alexander Ferdinands told It's Goa. We want people to know that we are not harmful or bad people. We deserve respect like anyone else, and that we too have human rights. We have a large LGBT community in Goa, but most prefer to stay under the scanner since it's a very small place and everyone knows each other, added organizer Diana Diaz. However, we are trying to create more awareness. Wow. And there are so many lovely Instagram photos online you can check out. Even though our states in India have organized pride celebrations, this has been Goa's first celebration. Goa, the coastal region area in India. In India, sexual activity between people of the same gender is illegal, and same-sex couples legally cannot marry or obtain a civil partnership. However, an overwhelming majority of the Indian population support the discrimination of gay sex. Oh, okay. Whew. So, I was glad to read that, and then I was like deflated for a second there. Anyways, but that's good. And then I was looking over at China, which was also... Oh, actually, hang on. Before I talk about China, there is a cool article about how costumes can be gender neutral. Where's my article here? So an amazing Halloween PSA takes on gender stereotypes around kids' costumes. So this is dated October 30th, 2017. I might be able to play it too. A new heartwarming Halloween PSA takes a swipe at gender stereotypes surrounding children's costumes. The video, produced by Land Rife Legacy Productions, begins with two kids, a boy and a girl, carving a pumpkin with their dad, one bearing a Batman logo and the other the Wonder Woman logo. It isn't clear who carved which pumpkin, I think, but it becomes clear that their choices are met to match with their costumes, brought out by the mom. The father looks nervous. Their costumes are going to look awesome, the mother assures him. Next, we see the kids get out go out trick-or-treating, but without seeing their faces. The big reveal comes at the end once the kids have fallen asleep and are carried to, up to bed. My heroes, he says, watching them sleep. However, you want to be whoever you want to be. The text appears on the screen reading, hashtag my heroes. This 2-minute digital PSA was written by Alexander Day and Brian Kolf, directed by Almung Avogado, and produced by a team at Laidrith Legacy Productions as means to challenge gender stereotypes when it comes to children's Halloween costumes, the company shares. Well, it sounds like there's lots of visual stuff, so I won't play this video. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM, our cool Halloween edition. And I do have another Halloween track to play, one that I'm sure everyone knows. Here we go.
I was looking in the light. my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Them star make a bitch drop jaws. Give a nigga brain till a bitch lock jaw. Like a needle to balloon, so shit pop off. If you try it, if you try it. If I see it and I want it, then bitch, I buy it. I get my life. These other queens are chopped without no knife. This the kind of shit make a bitch go off. Like it's the holiday, knock a bitch top off. Hit her with a spin dip, hit her with a kick. The flow sick, like no shit, the folks sick. Like you got a flu, cock a doodle doo. Like a chicken, I be in the coop, it ain't got a roof. Light this shit up on the tube. I be channeling, analing, owl. Shaped like a mannequin owl. Look at me now. Fat, be right in my style. Coming for the crap, owl. General style. When I get carried out, get into this face. Let me see your score. I get nothing but tens whenever I hit the floor. This is gonna shit make a bitch go off. This is gonna shit make a bitch go off. This
It's the kind of shit, nigga, bitch, go off in the bathroom stall, make a bitch drop jaws. Give a nigga brain till a bitch drop jaw like a needle to balloon, so I shit pop off. This the kind of shit, nigga, bitch, go off. Like it's the holiday, knock a bitch pop off. Hit him with a spin dip, hit him with a kick. The flow stick like motion, the bow, sick, sick. They kind of shit make a bitch go in let home.
Feel it. Pussy, just turn it.
Angel X.
Well, hey, wanna see a bitch from the acrobat. This thing better be ready, ready to attack. I wonder what it's from her mind. Sister. Bottom line, I
feel it.
Sister. Virgin state, make turning it. Now I can't let you don't need a bitch. Go off like a mad head of red queen. Go off with her head in a bullshit seat. Now straight to the top, you feeling it. I need you to not be having it. Now bend your wrist and stroke the floor. Go off. Straight from the
powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Yes, 101.9 FM. This is the Halloween edition of Queer FM. You're hanging out with DJ Denise. We've got some cool news. And I was just looking, the news I was talking about in, where was it? Was it China? Let me double check if I've got my news right here. Was it Hong Kong? Oh yeah, Hong Kong to host Gay Olympics despite Chinese oppression. This is dated October 31st, 2017. In Pink News, Hong Kong has become the first Asian city to become chosen to host the Gay Games. The territory was chosen for the 2022 event over competing bids from Washington, D.C. and Guadalajara in Mexico by the Federation of the Gay Games. This is despite the autonomous region being controlled by China, which has a terrible LGBT rights record. Chinese authorities announced a ban on gay online content earlier this year, and in May, an LGBT conference in the country was canceled after police detained 9 LGBT activists and told them LGBT events were not welcome in their city. The Gay Games decision announced yesterday in Paris produced an ecstatic reaction from Hong Kong's 13-member bid team, with screaming, hugging, and cheering, greeting the news. Bid chair Dennis Felipes told the South China Morning Post he was proud of the results. "We fought tirelessly and are elated to bring the games to Asia for the first time. Thank you to all for the love and support," he added. The win reflects recent progress made in the formerly British territory. Last month, a British lesbian who was not allowed to work and had to leave her wife every 6 months won legal recognition of their union from Hong Kong's High Court of Appeal. And less than 2 weeks before that, a lifetime ban on gay men donating blood was lifted. Men are now able to give blood as long as they have not had sex with another man in the past 12 months. However, same-sex marriage is not legal in the region, and anti-discrimination laws are lacking too. In July, the territory's equality watchdog said he felt he could do better in protecting LGBT and ethnic minorities. And the government's tepid response to the gay games announcement, not condemnatory, but certainly not enthusiastic, spoke volumes. It told Reuters that it noted the decision. The government added that it was committed to promoting equal opportunities and fostering in the community the culture and values of inclusiveness and mutual respect. Hong Kong's bid team expected the gay games, an event first held in 1982, to attract more athletes to Hong Kong than the 15,000 participants expected for next year's games in Paris. Ooh, that's exciting. The team also predicted a Hong Kong 1 billion across around 1 million pounds boost to the economy. Alfred Chan, chairman of the Hong Kong's Equality Opportunities Commission, called the move a big step forward for Hong Kong itself and to be able to win this world game. "It is also a big step for diversity and inclusiveness," Chan added. Oh, yes. Wow. Good news then. And I hope they can do some good things with that. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And do I have another piece of news? Oh, I think I do, actually. Perfect. I was just talking about things happening in India. The first pride happening in Goa. Well, now a third gender option will soon be possible and available on train bookings in India. This is in Gaystar News, dated October 31st, 2017. So, trans people will soon be able to buy train tickets under the gender T in India. People in India will soon be able to book train tickets. The Ministry of Railways Railway Board issued a letter to Zonga Railways across the country. The new gender option will be available to trans people when booking or canceling a railway ticket. The current option for trans people is to tick the box saying transgender, male or female. Trans activists, we're happy with the option as it means they still have to identify along a traditional gender binary. The matter has been reviewed and it has been decided that till such time the detailed modities on this account are finalized by the Ministry of Social Justice, a provision may be made in the system to capture the gender of transgender as T instead of T/MF, as advised earlier, the letter said. India's railway network is one of the biggest in the world and runs 12,617 trains every day, carrying more than 23 million passengers. Supreme Court ruling. In 2014, the Supreme Court of India made a historic ruling that trans people should be allowed to identify in a third gender category. The court instructed the federal government to allow trans Indians to register in the third gender of the official document. It also ruled that the government must recognize them as a class of people who are economically and socially discriminated against, so that they are given preferential treatment when seeking work and education. Oh, good. Well, I guess. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise with my Halloween edition. I have got the Addams Family theme song ready and queued up. This really gets me into the Halloween spirit whenever I hear it. So, here we go. I'm going to get into the Addams Family and some more queer music. Here we go.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Feeling blessed, I'll be blessing this trust. Is with this track, matter of fact, the obvious blessings rest within our breast, beating chest, beating hearts from the start, bleeding scars, bleeding hearts, passion, food, and feeding stars, beating futures with our art. Thinking back to when I first met these stars, the light shed so bright, lit up the night, forgot it was dark. Rapping, take action, and passion, lasting impressions made Mars. On me, I see you, I hear you, I got your back from the start. Mommy, mommy, did you see what she did, what she did? Tatooine, what you mean? I mean, I know, I mean, patriarchy is fucking up everyone, she is biggest motherfucker, and we displaced from what we should be. She's a forced awakening, she's a forced awakening. We're before awake again, she'll restore and make again. And again and again and again and again. Cause y'all know we're the warriors cleaning up after these men. Shit. I'm a milli milli killies, and he feel me from the distance. Long walk from freedom, but they won't defeat us. I do it barefoot in heels of what my Adidas. You walk the talk, your ignorance got me saying what the fuck. Excuse me if you feel unamused. These stand fed by some but the dudes from social chains. We break loose, what's on the news? Not me, I'm sizzling, I'm living and I'm fitting. And I'm no man, I can't put you in your place. Man, I can, oh yes sir, no I mean yes her. Proud black African woman, judging my hurt. Does she keep, does she read? None of you might get seen appropriation, please. Had to create my own universe, pushing out for you to hear my words. My mama told me to love my true word. It must be a man's world, but your mother's earth. Let my lioness disassemble in the herd, you heard? Here's the pride, got like classes, independent classes. Hit the mother pauses from my mothers and sisters who stand for the causes. I said, rah, 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 rah. we never fail it. Sisterhood, we celebrate it. From the jungle to the streets, our footprints always lead. I'm no Simba, no Nala, no Cub. I'm a grown woman, and that's what's up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on. I release the lioness in my lines. Filipina goddess keeping my stars alight. Women hold up half the sky. Only call me mama when you comment on my instincts. Maternal when I'm spitting. Give a birth to new beginnings. From Genesis to Revolution, get your hands up. If you're for the people, get your motherfucking hands up. Indigenous getting free. Land defending and sending a pizza. Steez is your disease. Why we pulling a medical freeze? Nah. But Kim Water never sees. I see the beauty in my beast mode. Said he cut my teeth on that independent shit. I get no sleep, so holds a hat. Crack insomniac, I haunt my dreams. They got me staying woke. Lady dragon with my cannon, only bragging about the woman who have held me up. Stepped into her jungle book, dance up on her bush. Robin Hood, think you hot shit? Yeah, I never met the sisterhood.
Is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Got some Halloween goodies for you all. Let you know what's happening around the city. Tonight, tomorrow, you name it, we've got it. So much good stuff. Alright, well, I'll start off with tonight. Oh my gosh, my event calendar is... just popping. It's crazy. I can talk about things that you would want to hear. I don't know, actually. But anyways, so tonight, the Astoria, is one of my favorite spots in the city, is having a Halloween covers night. So Cover It Up 2 is what it's called. They're going on from 8 to 1 a.m. Astoria is at 769 East Hastings. So Cover It All 2, year 2 of the Halloween covers at the Astoria. So it says, they're actually bands. You won't be, it's not karaoke at all. So from 9 till 9:20 is the Sharp Suburban Lawns. 9:30 to 10 is Pumpkin Spice Girls. 10 10:10 to 10:30 is Eric's Crypt, and then 10:45 to 11:05 is Stairway to Hell. 11:15 to 11:35 is the Dicks, and 11:45 to 12:05 is the Feelies, and from 12:15 to 12:40 is the Fall. So it looks like it's $10 to get in, but if you want to check out some cool cover bands, oh, the Astoria is where you want to be. Moving over to which day? I'm still on today, Tuesday. Let's see. So Drag Monsters with the Boulette Brothers. This is happening at Val, 494 Railway Street in Vancouver. From 9 p.m. till 2 a.m., Vancouver Arts and Leisure, 494 Railway. Drag Monsters with the Boulette Brothers at the Villa. We are pleased to announce the world-famous Boulette Brothers will be joining us for a once-in-a-lifetime Halloween spectacular, the likes of which Vancouver has never seen. Drag, filth, horror, glamour. Live meet and greet with the Boulette Brothers in the flesh. You can check them out on Instagram, Boulette Brothers, B-O-U-L-E-T Brothers, how it sounds, B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Follow them on Instagram. Premiere screening of Dracula presented by Out TV. That looks fun. This, and it's hosted by Alma Bitch. You can get Alma Bitch on Instagram too, with Alma_bitches. Sounds like fun there too. Whoa. Who knew that Tuesday would have so much stuff going on it, right? Am I moving on out of Halloween already? What else do I see? There's some kind of Halloween scrimmage for all you roller derby people. Fleetwood Mac presents a Halloween ball at the Red Room also. 9 till 1 p.m. if anybody wants to check that out. Anyways, moving on to Wednesday, I noticed that Story Drive, the weekly storytelling show, is happening at the Drive Coffee Bar at 1670 Commercial Drive in Vancouver. So that's from 7:30 to 9 on Wednesday, after all this Halloween business is over. So mark your calendars. Moving on to the next couple days, I see Kickstand Public Workshop Fall Series is happening at Kickstand, Thursday, November 2nd, 7 till 10 p.m. I see an evening of women's hip-hop at, where's this place again? I know it's on Main Street. SBC Restaurant. Oh, SBC Restaurant, 109 East Hastings in Vancouver, with Bonafide, aka Emily Shepherd, and I know a couple other MCs are going to be on there, Radina V, and awesome DJs too. This is a Heart of the City festival event as well, just like the one that I did the other day. Really excited about that. Follow those people. Alright, so I talked about Thursday, Friday, I think people should be getting out of the Halloween idea and thinking more about Christmas. I see the Lion documentary at Cineplex International Village is happening on Friday, November 3rd, Vancouver, International, what is this, the International Film Festival? Let me double check. VAFF, what is that? I'm trying to figure that out. Now I'm lost. Vancouver Asian Film Festival. The Lion, okay. Francis Avalo music. Check him out. He's got a new documentary coming out which will be screening 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. at the Cineplex Odeon in International Village. That sounds like fun. But that's also on Friday, so get yourself down there if you can. Saturday. Oh, there's a Me Too rally at the Art Gallery. From 10 a.m. till noon. So get yourself and write that on the calendar also, because that is going to be a very good event gathering. And that's it for me, I think. I've gone through all the events that I know about, and I feel like that's a lot. Yikes. I'm overwhelmed. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Just hanging out with you, doing my Halloween thing. And I've got another favorite for you. This is going to be cheesy, but I'm going to play it anyways. Here we go.
Better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
To damn scary Halloween party. Break out the black nail polish and join the Cinematheque for a 35mm revival of David Lynch's Lost Highway. Plus a 90-minute DJ set by the Astoria's uber popular Dark 80s Night and Cash Bar. Torn fishnets, caked faces, and the blackest of black apparel is encouraged. October 31st from 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
Book and comic vendors will be gathering at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts on Sunday, November 5th for Broken Pencil's Canzine Vancouver Fair. The event runs from 1 to 7 and admission is free. Visit canzine.ca for more details.
I'm giving you tips, I'm giving you face, I'm giving Blick, 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 blick you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. Now when you call, you get dial tone, yeah. I don't know how you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. When you call, you could get dial tone, yeah. I don't know envy. Damn, baby, you a curry of a different color, mean and empty. Where you felt at the end when you clean and left the house that we built with our four hands. Now every picture of us is a dartboard, fam. I wasn't really with the cardboard plans. Nah, my brain comprehends it, but my heart can't. I swear this process has been nuttier than marzipan. Damn. Darling, it's killing me. All of this volatility. Used to just chill with me. Now you so Hillary. Cause you went and lost out. I really, really hope that we don't cross routes when we cross town. The reminders you left for me finally got tossed out. To think I held space for you, now that gets crossed out. I don't know how you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. Now when you call, you get dial tone, yeah. I don't know how you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. When you call, you could get dial tone, yeah. I don't know clearly now. You went and dug in the dirt of that new garden. The crimes committed would take a few pardons, but you never asked forgiveness, would you, darling? Go ahead and have fun with your new problem. I bet you'd be fulfilled if you solve them. The bond that you broke, no two carbons. Crush me like a juice carton. Some bullets got dodged, like your pickup truck. What a great job you did at. Give no fucks. The apology letters, baby, I wanna rip those up. Look, I hope your tie gets flat. I hope your toe gets stuffed. Look, to see what you had done, that was step one. Lock the door in my heart, that's step two. I need to get back to the me I was before I ever met you. That's less blues and less stress, dude. Less issues to get through. Shit, boo. Damn, I love when I forget that I miss you. I don't know how you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. Now when you call, you get dial tone, yeah. I don't know how you made me feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. When you call, you could get dial tone, yeah. I don't know, I don't know. I don't know, I don't know. Feel like I was wrong. Then you played me out like xylophone. When you call, you could get dialed tone, mama.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
And now a message from a very excited radio announcer.
Oh, sorry. I mean, Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs presents the Alternative Comedy Tour.
We gotta get out of here!
Featuring star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, and everything else you like, TJ Miller.
Yeah, I was the star of Yogi Bear 3D, but I don't need to get into that.
With special guest, Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby.
I probably shouldn't be doing this. It's a risk.
And hosted by Nick Vatterott. The Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour at the Vogue Theater, November 17th. On sale now at Ticketfly.com. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/alternative.
This has been a message from Just.
Thank you so much for tuning in.